Right, boys and girls, you've done really, really well. And I want you to listen very carefully and speak for, I'll not speak very long, maybe just 1 hour today, okay? We're going to do that. You start laughing because you don't know what an hour is. Okay, right. They all disappeared on you, haven't they? Okay, in the Bible, Jesus calls himself many different names. We're going to think about two names of Jesus that he calls himself today. One this morning and then the other tonight. And Jesus calls himself the light of the world. You see a big lighthouse there, shining light out into the darkness. And Jesus is the one who brings light into this world. A wonderful light for people to see. You get a wee seat there. And we need light because the Bible tells us that we are blinded by sin. Yes, we can see each other. You can look and see me. But there's a way in which, boys and girls, when we're born, we can't see properly with our hearts. We can't see the truth about God. We don't think properly about God and about Jesus. And Jesus has to shine his light into our lives so we can see. We see in the next picture a man called Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was blind. He couldn't see. He was a beggar at the side of the road. And one day he heard that Jesus was coming and he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He kept shouting. And we see in the next picture, Jesus came over to him and Jesus healed him so that Bartimaeus could see and he followed Jesus. And we need to think about how Jesus can help us see so that we can follow him. But we're going to think today about how we might be blind, boys and girls, and what things we don't see. And I've got some friends to help me today so that to see how we are blind. You might know some of these friends. Okay. Put the next picture up, fellas. Somebody tell me, who is this? Yes. You know.
Elsa.
All right, you know Elsa. Okay, somebody else tell me, who is... Yes, Anna or Anna. Okay, that's right. And they are good friends. They are sisters, okay? And we're going to think about them today. We'll set them here a wee second. We'll come back to them in a minute or two. And then there's somebody else, though. I've got to say, my favourite person in the film. Okay. Yes, Caitlin? Olaf, that's right. I have Olaf with me here today. Okay, now, Olaf, he's very special, isn't he? This Olaf can actually talk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Olaf. And I like warm hugs.
Oh, he likes warm hugs. Okay.
Let's see. Oh, I don't know why, but I always love the idea of summer and sun and all things high.
Oh, he loves summer, isn't that? Now, tell me this. Why is it a bad idea for Olaf to love summer? Yes, Leah. He would melt in the summertime. And so Olaf is a wee bit blind. He doesn't see that which would harm him. Yes, he thinks he's always lived in the cold because you only see snowmen when it's cold. But he thought, oh, wouldn't it be lovely when it's warm and sun. See the next picture? He loves the idea of running through the fields and when it's lovely and bright and the sun is strong. He might start running through the field, but by the time he will nearly get the other end, he would just be a big puddle of water. Isn't that right? He is blind. He fails to see that which would hurt him. The summer would hurt Olaf. And boys and girls, the Bible tells us that sin is something that hurts us. Sin is something that ruins our lives. But the devil is very clever. He makes sin look very, very pretty. And it's not pretty. Sin is something we need to be rescued from. It's serious. And we'll be separated from God forever if our sin's not taken away. So we'll set Olaf up here. Do you want to say more, Olaf? Okay, Paul might be getting them shut up in a minute or two, anyway. Okay, that's Olaf. Right, we're going to go back now. Quiet. Right. Right, in the film, right. Can anybody tell me, what can Elsa do in the film? Somebody here? Yes. What can Elsa do? Freeze people, that's right. Elsa has the power to freeze things. And Elsa, though, the problem though, Elsa cannot control her power. And we see in the next picture that all of Arundel got frozen because of her power. The ships were stuck in which what was water now became ice. And she couldn't control her power. But her great sister Anna, she went to help her, isn't that right? And she went to help her so that indeed that Elsa would come back and rescue Arundel. But, oh dear, what did Elsa do? We see in the next picture, she froze her heart. She didn't mean to do it, but here, poor Anna, her heart was frozen. And she was told that if she didn't get help within 24 hours, her whole person would become frozen as well. And boys and girls, that teaches us something very important. It's not that our hearts are really frozen. The Bible tells us our hearts are hard because of sin. That's why we don't love Jesus the way we should. That's why many people don't trust. We're blinded. We don't see how wonderful Jesus is. And we will not follow Jesus. Because hearts are hard. And Anna, she had a really, really frozen heart. And if she didn't get any help, well, she's going to be all frozen. But she was told. Oh, some of you know the story so well. Yes, Caitlin, what would rescue her? An act of true love. An act of true love would freeze her hard heart. And so she thought, Hans. The next picture, she met this man, fella Hans just a few days before. She loved Hans. She thought he was wonderful. She was going to get married to Hans. But was Hans inside good? No. She thought that Hans would rescue her. But we see in the next picture, Hans, when Anna was really cold, he put water on the fire so she wouldn't get warmed up. He wanted Anna to die because he wanted to take over the kingdom. She was looking for help for her frozen heart in the wrong place, boys and girls. And when we come to our hard hearts for sin, we can look for help in the wrong places. We can think, well, if I try and really, really be good, that'll change me. And boys and girls, you try and do good things, it changes you outside, but your heart isn't changed. Or maybe by reading my Bible and praying and going to church, those are good things to do, that will change my heart. But in themselves, the church and the Bible and praying doesn't change people's hearts. Religion doesn't change people's hearts. And so we can look for our hearts to be changed in the wrong place. Many, many boys and girls and mums and dads are doing that, thinking they can be saved from their sin without looking in the right place. But you remember what happened? This bad fella, Hans, he wanted not only to kill Anna, he wanted to kill Elsa as well. And he was about to kill Elsa, and Anna steps in. She steps in to defend her sister. She puts her hand up so that the sword will not strike her sister. But that moment when she does that, she becomes frozen all over. And Elsa's really sad, and Elsa hugs her. We see in the picture, Elsa hugs her. But as Elsa hugs Anna, who's now frozen, she begins to feel something strange. She begins to feel that Anna is beginning to melt. And Anna's act of kindness, Anna's act of love in defending her sister Elsa, was an act of true love that would save her. Now, boys and girls, remember our hard hearts? It takes an act of true love to save us from our hard hearts. Now, it's not, like Anna, an act that we do. It's an act that someone else does. Look at the picture. Next picture. It is Jesus dying on the cross. We can't save ourselves. We can't take away our hard hearts. Jesus is the only one who can rescue us from our hard hearts. Jesus, the Bible says, take away our hearts of stone, which are hard, and gives us a heart of flesh. That's what he died on the cross, boys and girls, to do. That we could be rescued. We could be freed. That we could go to heaven one day because we have come to love and trust and follow Jesus. So, I hope you remember today the things that people were blinded about. Olaf was blind to that which would hurt him this summer. He couldn't see that which would hurt him. We need to see that sin is so serious. And then Anna, she was blind to where she could be helped. She was trusting in the wrong person. Boys and girls, there's only one person we can trust in. That's Jesus. And whether we're a boy and girl here in the choir, or a mum and dad, or a granny or granny, none of us can go to heaven. None of us can be saved from our sin except through Jesus. Being born again by the Spirit of God. Jesus changing us. Jesus dying to save us. The only way we can be rescued. And each of us need to ask here. We might have watched the film Frozen. Some of us have maybe watched it too many times. We might have read the Bible and heard the greater story about Jesus. But are we part of the story? Has Jesus changed us? Let's pray together. Let's all close our eyes and bow our heads as we talk to God. Dear God, we thank you so much that you are a great and amazing God. And even though we're blinded by sin and have hearts of stone, you've sent Jesus to be the Savior. And we just thank you for his amazing act of true love. The greatest act of true love that there is. Not a fairy tale, but a real story. A real Savior. A real death. Who brings a real salvation. And dear Lord, I pray for the boys and girls. I pray for mums and dads and grannies and grandas and everyone who is here. That we would see how serious sin is. And how we need Jesus to be our Savior and our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.